It's time for Recipe of the Day.
It might be super cheesy, but I am jumping on the trend of thinking of Thursday as Friday Eve or the pre-kend. I don't know if I can use that phrase, pre-kend, but you know what I mean. There's just something about Thursday where you wake up and you know you're almost done and we're almost at that weekend. We're almost at TGI Friday, you know. So it's nice to do something a little bit fun for dinner on Thursday, and I have got something for you. It is honey bourbon chicken cooked in the Instant Pot. So this is kind of like a Chinese restaurant or mall Chinese restaurant food court specialty. And I have three things to tell you about before I jump into how to make it. First, where does it come from? So bourbon chicken is thought to have originated at a Chinese restaurant on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. And that is why it's called bourbon chicken, not because it necessarily contains bourbon. But if you poll people in the know about whether it should have bourbon in it or not, as many people say yes as say no. And so I am a more is more person. And if I have bourbon in the house, I add it to my bourbon chicken. If I don't have bourbon in the house, which is actually often the case, I'm not really a bourbon drinker, then I use a little bit of vanilla. You get some of that warm, smoky flavor. Don't worry, it's not going to taste like a vanilla cake or anything like that. It just gives that tiny little extra touch that makes bourbon chicken so delicious. The third thing I'm going to tell you is that you do not need to brown the chicken first before cooking this with the pressure in the Instant Pot. I have actually done the side-by-side comparison and tested cutting the chicken into pieces and then searing or browning them first in the Instant Pot versus not doing so, and you couldn't taste the difference in this dish. I know that that does develop flavor and that you can tell the difference in some dishes, but this one, there's just so many flavors going on in that sauce, and it's thick and syrupy and sticking to the chicken, you just don't notice the difference. And that is a win-win-win for us because it makes this so much easier for our weeknight. I'm going to tell you to make this now, but if you wanted to follow along or see this in print, see this recipe, head to cookthestory.com/ROTD and you will see the links to all of the recipes that I talk about there. And so you can grab this recipe. And I'll tell you the other way to get this one is to join our Facebook group, cookthestory.com/Facebook ROTD. I put the links there every single day to the recipe that I'm talking about on that day, 7 days a week. Okay. How do you make this honey bourbon chicken in the Instant Pot? You're going to start by cutting some chicken thighs into bite-sized pieces. You can use chicken breast for this. It's just not going to be quite as juicy. And we're doing 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken, either the thighs or the breast, in bite-sized pieces. And then you're going to season that up with 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. That chicken is going into the Instant Pot along with a small onion that you've diced up, 1/2 cup of soy sauce, 1/2 cup of honey, 1/4 cup of ketchup, 2 garlic cloves minced up, 1 teaspoon of fresh ginger minced, or you can do 1/2 teaspoon of dried ginger, and then 1/2 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes. You can leave those out if you don't want them, if you don't want that heat. And then 2 tablespoons of the bourbon or 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla. And all of that is going into the Instant Pot. And then you're putting the lid on. Make sure that your venting valve is at sealing and you set that to high pressure cook for 10 minutes. Once that 10 minutes is up, that means that the whole unit has come up to pressure and then pressure cooked for 10 minutes. Leave it alone for an extra 5 minutes. That's the natural release of 5 minutes. Then flick that knob to venting to release the rest of the pressure. And then you're going to take that lid off once the little button drops down, letting you know that all the pressure's gone. Then you take the lid off. And I'm just going to interrupt myself to say here that if you have not cooked with an Instant Pot before and you're listening to me right now, it can sound really confusing and daunting, but trust me, once you've done it one time, just one time, and it even comes with instructions for how to just cook 1 cup of water in there to try it out. Once you've done it that one time, it's really easy and all this makes total sense. So don't be scared if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm never getting an Instant Pot. Please, please, please try it. It's way easier than you think. Okay, so we've taken the lid off and then you get a little bowl and you mix together 2 tablespoons of cornstarch with 1 tablespoon of water. Make that nice and smooth in your little bowl and then drizzle that into the pot and then give it a stir. And then you're going to turn the Instant Pot to the saute function. That just makes it work kind of like a stove, really, like a pot on the stove. And you're just going to cook that and stir it until it's bubbling and thickened, about 5 minutes. I like to top that with some chopped up green onions and some toasted sesame seeds. But if you're in a hurry, just like it is, on some white rice, maybe some stir-fried broccoli on the side too. to. It's going to be a super fun dinner for your pre-canned. I will put the link to this recipe in the show notes, or you can head to cookthestory.com/ROTD and get it there. I'm Christine Pittman. Let's get cooking.